But I do want to kind of just briefly review last night's lesson. We talked about advancing from the milk to the meat, and perhaps I didn't, as clearly as I needed to, identify the 6 points that we made as far as how to do that. And so let me just very quickly go through that, and then we'll get into tonight's lesson. We talked about, first of all, how we don't need to leave the elementary principles for good. Okay, we would make a big mistake in not coming back to them from time to time. We certainly need to make sure that we always prepare diligently for all the group Bible studies that we have together. We need to make sure that we never become content with what we've already learned. There needs to always be that hunger. I've talked to brethren who are even much older than I am, and they've stressed that to me. Continue that appetite. Make sure that you continue to study and that you're always wanting to learn more. And I appreciate those good brethren for encouraging me to continue to do that. We, of course, need to listen to every sermon very carefully. We talked some last night about the power that is in preaching. And of course, the power is because of the power of God's Word. And then, of course, we issued the caution that we don't need to become too reliant on those group studies or even on sermons. We need to make sure that we spend plenty of time studying on our own. And the beautiful thing, of course, about that is that those group Bible studies will even be more helpful. Those sermons will be even more meaningful because we've been doing all of this additional study on our own. And then, of course, the final point we made is that we need to remember the ultimate aim of all Bible study. It's not just merely to inform, but to transform. We need to make sure it changes our lives. We need to make sure we put these things into practice.